rolling down Highland Drive, holding it down today. Welcome into the swamp, folks. It's Friday, December 22nd, 2023, and a little cloudy, kind of drizzly, as they say, whoever they are, and I believe them. We're bringing you a podcast like we never have before. God. What the?
What's going on? We're rambling, man. You know, here we go. We're out on the track this morning. We're rambling. And radio station I listen to us, and the airports have broken records on how many people fly. Don't we hear that every year?
The airports.
I'm telling you, yeah, that's a deal, isn't it, Pickle? And I'm telling you something. Who cares? Okay? All right. But anyway. Almond Brothers, listen to him move around a little bit, you know. And he was born in the back of a Greyhound bus, Dwayne Almond was, as it was going down Highway 41. And running around Georgia. Hey, let me tell you what's going on here. Getting a little cloudy. It's beginning to look a lot like a lot of clouds. And the weather temperature's pretty nice. Actually, we're out there on shorts and T-shirts this morning. Of course, this time tomorrow may be minus 15 below. You never know.
Could be.
Yeah. Hey, and then Florida State's having secret meetings. And
they're suing the ACC.
I'm telling you what.
It's a deal.
Put them in a bowl or something. And we got players moving around. High schools. We've already run college football as much as we possibly can. But anyway, you don't want to hear about that, especially you non-sports people. So, I'll tell you about the squirrels out in the bird feeder. They are having a good time. They said, you know what? We kind of like it that we're not having to hibernate just quite yet, December. You know, it's coming up today. It's the 22nd. You know, Kwanzaa will be coming up here.
Coming up.
Pretty soon, you know, because Bill Brasky, you know, he helped people understand what Kwanzaa is about December 26th. Other than that, there's a feel in the air. So what's going on your side of the swamp?
Oh, man. Well, you know, the feel in the air. I thought it was 'tis the season to be jolly. Then I went to the store this morning.
Wow.
I got ran over as a pedestrian, so the guy wasn't pet friendly in the Jeep. Guess he couldn't see behind all those ducks he had in a row on the dash.
And we were trying to find some Fairlight chocolate milk, and you can't find it.
Not any.
Oh, boy.
Todd drank it all.
It's got something to do with, I don't know, whatever. But I'm going to have a secret meeting day and sue somebody. Maybe call the principal.
Okay. Yeah, gotcha. Well, this guy, he's in the season. He's feeling joyful. He's feeling happy. And this may be the one and only guy in the world.
What's happening?
Because he's in North Carolina. That's a plus.
Yeah.
He bought two identical Powerball tickets because a clerk ended up printing two and he only asked for one. He said, go ahead and give me the other one. He's a winner. $100,000 on each of them.
Well, there you go.
And he's giving one to his brother.
Come on, bro.
He said, I'm sure he'd do the same for me. And I'm thinking, how sure are you? Fine.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Was it Ramsgate?
Pretty nice. Ramsgate. Yeah. Hey, Carolina won Wednesday. They beat Oklahoma. Go get them. Got a break
game
till
game. Long season.
Break till Friday, the 29th.
Yeah.
And here we go. Well, this guy, he's wearing his Renegades football uniform.
Renegades.
The XFL team at Arlington. But he's wearing it to break a Guinness World Record. He ran the Dallas Marathon in the football uniform.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, he was, you know, in a previous record he was trying to beat was to run a marathon dressed as a piece of fruit. And he said, I did beat it. I beat it like 50 to 55 minutes, he said. And then Guinness told me the banana costume was too small.
Well, I'll be.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. You never know when they're going to pull a pill on you.
Something you could have told me 26.2 miles ago.
Yeah. Wow. Man. Is that a diamond?
That's a diamond, but the guy in Arkansas that found it didn't know. He thought it was a piece of glass. You know, at that crater of diamonds thing?
I always want to go to that thing.
Well, don't think it's a piece of glass and just put it in your pocket, because they're looking for diamonds, looking to see if everything's a diamond. And I guess the color of this just didn't look like it, but it ended up being a 4.87 carat diamond.
Wow.
So he kept it in his pocket. And a few weeks later, he just thought, you know what, maybe I will have it looked at by the Gemological Institute of America.
Wow.
And there you go. Yeah, we got one of those. So.
Man.
Yeah. I was telling you those people that took off on their cruise ship and they ended up in, they left New York and ended up in Boston.
Yeah, because trying to get to Maine, the Bahamas, right?
Yeah, they're trying to go to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Hey, I could have walked from New York to Boston as far as I heard it's so close up there.
Yeah.
Anyway, because everywhere's in walking distance, Dad.
Well, you know, if you want to get COVID, jump on this boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we'll leave you out there for a few months.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, so a Norwegian cruise ship lost power. When a rogue wave smashed windows on the bridge as it sailed in the North Sea with 266 passengers aboard Thursday.
That's definitely not the Bahamas.
No, they were going to England, and the navigation system and electricity went out. So,
well, they're driving a Tesla.
They just, yeah, hope it doesn't blow.
Yeah, pull into the nearest Bucky's or Walmart, and we'll charge up. And next year and a half, be able to leave.
That's some kind of wave.
Yeah, I'm gonna say
I like how they said rogue wave, right? like the waves just do the same thing every time.
They don't have to get personal.
He's gone rogue.
Yeah.
This wave.
Hey, what a hostility.
Yeah. 1957, Buddy Holly released Oh Boy.
Oh Boy.
Yep.
Hey. Greatness.
Oh Boy. They're in La Bamba when they cover it. And he tells his brothers on the drums, old Richie Valens, is saying, here's one out of Lubbock, Texas. And his brother goes, Lubbock, Texas? Oh, boy. 2003, the annual list of all-time music greats by the Guinness Book of Hit Singles was again topped by Elvis Presley. So the chart looked like this. Elvis Presley, 1,193 singles on the list.
Wow.
Yeah. The guy's pretty good.
Yeah, apparently. Still got, we're talking about him.
Still talking about
him. 2023 here.
So the others on the list, Cliff Richard, The Shadows, Elton John, Madonna, Diana Ross, but they're like a far, you know, far behind there.
Yeah.
He's 1193. They're like 560, 606.
Charisma. Without you.
I'm going to have a blue Christmas. You keep singing. Dang. All right. 2014, Joe Cocker died.
Coming through the bathroom window.
He died of lung cancer in Crawford, Colorado. He was 70 years old. Sheffield-born singer known for his gritty voice, spasmodic body movement and performance, and definitive versions of popular songs of varying genre. Career lasted more than 40 years.
Joe Cocker.
Or is it
John Belushi?
Yeah.
Could go either way there.
Could go either way. Well, I got a story that if my brother were here, I don't think he'd like it.
Oh, no.
Being a pizza man for as long as he was.
Yeah.
The HPMIC, the head pizza man in charge.
That's right. Hey, always tip your pizza man.
Well, that's what he said, and these guys aren't going to get tipped because they're not going to have pizza deliveries anymore. They're firing 366 delivery drivers in February at 72 California stores and Pizza Hut because the minimum wage is getting bumped to $20 an hour.
Wow.
So they are keeping people. I mean, I guess they'll do those DoorDash and all that stuff, but that doesn't have to do with Pizza Hut somehow or something, or man, not as much. So
they're making it great.
Yeah.
Oh, California.
California.
Yeah, that's right.
Stir.
What are you doing here?
Why don't you get on the 405 and take it till you just can't take it anymore?
Wow.
Yeah, so.
California. Anyway. You know, it's kind of, California's shifting towards us there in Texas. Even the film industry and a whole lot of stuff. But anyway, what's a fella to do? Well, I got a suggestion. Peanut butter. Oh, man. Unless you're allergic to it, there ain't nothing better than a little peanut butter.
Even if you are, just take a risk because you know it tastes good.
Oh, yeah, just a little bit by a little bit. Hey, peanut butter is a food paste or spread made from ground, dry roasted peanuts. And for some of you redneck friends of mine, goobers. It commonly contains additional ingredients that modify the taste or texture, such as salt, sweeteners, or emulsifiers. Peanut butter is consumed in many countries. Well, all I know is we got it here in the country of Texas.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's pretty good.
Very good.
And this is what it'll do for you and to you. Peanut butter is effective in reducing the risk of heart diseases. It contains an antioxidant resveratrol, which helps in fighting free radicals that can cause heart disorders and cancers. That's also in grapes. I was going to throw that at
okay.
you. That resveratrol. I can't say it too good. No good. Consuming peanut butter suppresses hunger, which in return might contribute to weight loss. It has a combination of fiber and protein that makes you feel full for longer. Peanut butter helps in preventing gallstones. Peanut butter has the ability to lower bad cholesterol and increase good cholesterol, thereby decreasing the possibility of developing gallstones. You gotta have a little gall to have gallstones. Peanut butter also helps in maintaining strong bones. Iron, calcium are found in abundance in peanut butter, and these nutrients promote strong bones. Even though a lot of people like it, Swampers in here included, peanut butter cookies, something else.
Oh, boy.
Sister Jeannie, whoop one a pair on you. But anyway, I'm telling you this right now, as I say, you could have some possible
side effects.
Individuals with nut allergies should avoid consuming peanut butter by all means, as it will trigger serious adverse reactions. Okay. This is the PSE, you know. Possible side effects. Peanut butter contains saturated fats, which might lead to heart disorders when consumed in excess over time. So, okay, if you're watching a ball game, goes overtime, don't eat peanut butter.
Simple as that.
Yeah, much with people. Peanut butter also contains phosphorus, which can prevent proper absorption of other minerals such as zinc and iron in the body. All those are possible. That don't mean to happen. You know what I'm saying? So let's recommend this, that one consumes 2 tablespoons of peanut butter per day. These 2 tablespoons will provide approximately 180 calories, and consuming more can lead to undesired weight gain. Peanut butter. Just telling you. Pretty good. Hey, if you want to catch a mouse on a mouse trap, put a little peanut butter in that trap. It's another side effect. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hey, something we need to do is our cognitive fitness. Now, cognitive fitness, that's the old brain.
Yep.
Let's just go right to the chase here. All right. Exercise to keep your brain sharp and agile. Well, the magic of brain teasers and puzzles. Puzzles. Solving puzzles and brain teasers is an excellent way to challenge and stimulate your brain. Because we're trying to keep away from brain issues. Crosswords, Sudoku, jigsaw puzzles, and logic games provide mental exercise that encourages critical thinking, memory recall, and pattern recognition. Regularly incorporating these activities to your routine can help maintain cognitive sharpness and improve cognitive processing speed. Learning a new skill, broadening horizons, strengthening neural pathways. Acquiring a new skill, such as learning to play a musical instrument, speaking a foreign language, or taking up painting, is not only intellectually stimulating, but also helps create new neural connections in the brain. The process of learning and mastering a skill improves memory, enhances concentration, and promotes mental flexibility, ultimately strengthening cognitive abilities. All right.
Might need to work on that, Dad.
Hey, physical fitness helps that. Engaging in regular physical fitness not only beneficial our physical health, but also has a positive impact on cognitive functions. Aerobic activities, such as jogging, swimming, walking, or cycling, increasing blood flow to the brain, promoting the growth of new neurons and improving memory and attention span. Aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise each week to reap the cognitive rewards. And I'll tell a little bit more a little bit later down the road. A little bit of hint. Meditation. We'll throw that at you again later on. As we say. Because I know a bunch of people are real busy right now. But don't drop everything you're doing. And listen. Household tips and tricks. Farmer's Almanac. All right. Well, here we go. Remove grass stains now.
Okay.
To help remove grass stains from garments, work liquid laundry detergent into the stain area, rinse, then launder as usual. Saturate grass stains on cotton with rubbing alcohol. Let stand for 10 minutes and launder as usual. But while we're doing it, I think I'm going to close it out on the stains, lipstick stains.
Oh, boy.
Rest in peace, Aunt Gladys. Boy, did she, it didn't matter, come up.
Oh, God, God.
Get one right there.
Is this helping you get it off your skin?
Oh, boy, let me tell you. Daddy would say, go ahead and get the, do we have to pack it? It's a gardenia bush. No, okay. But anyway, if you do have lipstick stains, I don't even know. But here we go. Rub peanut butter. There you go.
Okay.
Hey.
Multi-use.
Yeah.
Multi-purpose.
Only if you're allergic to it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Rub peanut butter on the lipstick stain. Before the peanut butter dries, wash the fabric with warm water and dishwashing liquid. Use vegetable oil, shortening, or petroleum jelly. Cover the stain with the substance. Let it sit for 5 to 10 minutes and then wash with warm soapy water. Make sure to remove all of the substance or you'll have a different stain to deal with. A little funnier from the old farmer and all of that.
Sense of humor.
Yeah. Hey, I know you, Cam. Next week, we'll have some stuff more from the Farmer's Almanac.
All right.
You know, how to just life better when you have a Farmer's Almanac.
Tips and tricks.
Yeah, got that. Hey, I'm going to tell you something right now. For our quote of the day, you know, bumper stickers. Kobe's favorite bumper sticker was, don't take your organs to heaven. Heaven knows we need them here.
It's a good one.
You got it?
Yeah.
That's not the quote.
Okay.
Here's the quote from the day. You never know how much of a difference you can make. Kobe Gent. You know him?
Yeah, a little bit.
How funny was that kid? Well, that's all I got to multiply, subtract, and divide. People, all hustling and bustling. Whatever.
Maybe they should just sit down and read.
There you go.
Hey, check out that gem library, swampproductionsllc.com.
That works.
Our new website.
I even got it on it.
Yeah, so there you go.
That's how easy it was.
Even a monkey can do it.
That's right.
And Todd. That's right. All right, folks, have a good weekend. Thanks for listening to Retired Coach and His Kid.
Hey, I'm the retired coach.
I'm his kid.
Proverbs. Get it. Read it. Start on chapter 3. Make it count.